I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Brazos County Precinct 2 Constable's Office received a grant from the NRA Foundation to purchase less lethal weapons known as beanbag guns. I spoke with Chief Deputy Dan Severn to learn more about the weapons and why there is a need for them.
Precinct 2 was able to buy some 12-gauge shotguns with orange stock, and they're marked as less lethal shotguns and be used only for that purpose. They fire a shotgun shell that has a bean bag, basically a Kevlar bag filled with loose shot of some kind, designed to be like an impact weapon at a distance of more than you can reach with your arm.
And why was there a need to purchase these guns?
Well, we spend the majority of our time serving civil process, and a lot of these are evictions and lawsuits, things that are or like guardianships, things that are emotionally charged anyway. And sometimes we're dealing with people who have a mental or emotional illness or they're disturbed in some way. There's a high potential for them to respond violently.
Now, there are other tools that officers can carry, such as batons or chemical irritant sprays. Why are the beanbag guns more effective than other less lethal weapons?
Well, they're not necessarily more effective, but they give you a distance. You can use them. A baton is foot and a half, 2 feet long. That means you have to be within the length of your arm plus a foot and a half of somebody. If they've got a knife or a club, that's not giving you much time. Same thing with chemical irritant. You know, the spray is you have to be within a couple of feet of them. This gives you a little standoff distance, and they're able to hopefully discourage it without ever having to fire the thing or disarm them if possible before you have to go to a lethal force if they're armed with a knife or a club that's capable of killing somebody.
So what steps are taken so a deputy can tell the difference between a beanbag gun and a real gun so there's never a mistake made when it comes to picking up the wrong weapon?
Well, the stocks on the beanbag guns are bright orange, and the deputies are going to be trained in how to use them, and one of the things we train them is have another deputy watch them load them. They can't be allowed to carry regular shotgun shells in the same location, so they're going to be carrying only those beanbag cartridges with that shotgun.
So when I think of a deputy just walking around and they can have a gun in their holster, but this is going to be a larger gun, so will it be carried at all times? Will it be in their vehicles? How are they going to determine when they need to bring it?
It'll be in their vehicle, just like all the long guns are. Normally, if it's a situation where they think they need it, they'll bring it out. It kind of depends. You can't really predict those situations.
So you did mention that the deputies will have to undergo a special training. How long will that take, and how long before your deputies will actually be using these?
Well, as soon as we can get the training scheduled, hopefully it's been the next couple of weeks. It's a minimum 8-hour day, and how to deploy them. It's kind of just another version of a baton, so we just expand on what's needed there.
You mentioned dealing with mentally ill or disturbed people. How will these beanbag guns actually keep the people you serve and the community safer?
Well, I've done this a long time, and I've seen these used in when I was at another department. The advantages, and one of the most common things we used them for there was somebody threatening suicide. They've got a weapon, and they're trying to make us shoot them. You know, the suicide by cop. This gives us another option, some way to disarm someone or make them give up the fight without actually resorting to deadly force. It's a standoff distance. It's not just a couple of feet like a baton or a pepper spray or even a taser. And that gives it, it's not something that's deployed by itself. You'll have another couple of deputies, hopefully, at least one other there with you to actually take them into custody if they're disarmed.
And what happens when someone is shot with one of these?
The clearest picture I ever got of it, and it may be getting kind of old now because hardly anybody remembers it anymore, but when I was first training these 25 years ago, they said it's like Nolan Ryan hitting you with a fastball. If anybody's ever played baseball and been tagged by a pitcher, kind of knows how that feels. It's not going to, hopefully not going to kill you, although I guess it's possible, but it's definitely going to take the fight out of you, I hope.
Anything else you would like to add about the grant that you received or the beanbag guns that y'all are going to start using here pretty soon?
Well, we're just happy once again that somebody stepped up and gave us a grant to get the money, because the only other way we could get them was each individual deputy would have to purchase it itself. And since it's only usable for the one thing, it's kind of a big expense to buy out of your pocket. So we're getting, thanks to the NRA Foundation, they're going to allow us to have this other option to hopefully reduce the likelihood of using deadly force.
Thanks again to Chief Deputy Dan Severin for visiting with me today. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.